So I guess there's something oddly patriotic about the Wild West in America, which is why my parents decided to take our entire family, my sister, brother, and I, on a Wild West trip when I was 8, 9. I'm asking my parents. I obviously repressed these memories. And we decided we were going to go to Las Vegas. We're going to see the Grand Canyon, end up in Colorado, and fly back. But I'm going to focus on the Grand Canyon, because that was the biggest event for us. My mom spent the weeks before always talking about how we're going to go ride the donkeys in the Grand Canyon, and we're going to go down, and it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait. And I was excited, too. And then I got there, and I realized I was afraid of heights. So while I would watch my brother dangle his feet over the ledge, I was sitting a good 20, 30 feet back, just knowing he was going to fall over. I was sure of it and just trembling at the sight of him on the ledge. Which is why the next day, when we were going to ride the donkeys down the Grand Canyon, I was not going no matter what happened. And that also meant my mom was not going, which she was very disappointed about, I'm pretty sure. Didn't actually get to do the one thing that she was really excited to do. But while my brother and sister and dad were ready to go down on this trek, my mom and I sat on a bench and wished them good luck, and my mom was like, "God damn it, Brian, we're gonna have fun today, and they're gonna wish that they stayed up here with us." So first order of business was I was feeling hungry, and so my mom was like, "Let's go get some ice cream." And I was so excited about this. Ice cream was the best thing for an 8, 9-year-old. And so we go off, and as I'm passing, I see this small little, like, cordoned off area of grass, and I see a very obvious prominent sign saying, "Do not feed the squirrels." And about 5 steps behind it, I see this small girl feeding a squirrel peanuts. And I was like, "Look at that stupid girl," because I was obviously condescending back then as well. And so we go into this ice cream shop, and I get mint chip because it's my favorite, and I have this great ice cream, and I go out, and my mom's like, "Look, Brian, what we're going to do is we're going to take a picture of you right in front of this, like, cordoned off area, and we're going to show all of the rest of the siblings and my dad when they come back so they can see how much fun we had." So she takes the picture, and I'm sitting there with my ice cream, and I feel this weight on my shoulder that I was not expecting there, and I look over, and I see a rabid squirrel on my shoulder nibbling my ice cream. At which point, I jump up, and I run around, and I'm screaming, and my mom's trying to calm me down, because it's just a squirrel, and so I throw out my ice cream instantly, and I was freaked out about the germs of the squirrel. I guess they have that, and so I had this hat on that day, so I run over to this water. I see the sprinkler going, so I put my hat in the water, and I put it on my head, and I'm dripping wet, and I'm just like, that cured all the germs. I'm no longer unsanitary. Again, don't know why that was a thought in my head. So my sister, brother, and dad come back, and they have these great stories to tell, and they're really excited, and they're like, why are you wet, Brian? Why is that with that? And I tell them the whole story about the squirrel and how I went to the sprinkler, and my sister goes over and looks at a sign on the lawn. It's like, "Mom, what does reclaimed water mean?" And I learned that day never to put your hat on a sprinkler and dump it on your head. I'm glad enough to say that I work at a climbing gym now, so my fear of heights is gone. I would love to go back to the Grand Canyon. Wish I could say the same thing about squirrels, though.